Chapter 26. Dawn was banishing the dark night hours, turning the skies to a kaleidoscope of gentle pastel hues. Wood pigeons in moss-flowered trees commenced their broody chuckling as the first larks of day ascended chirping joyously. None of the inhabitants of Redwall had yet broken their fast, but they appeared in force on the dew-kissed lawns. Every beast had turned out early, even the Dibbons, to witness the banishment of the Painted Ones to the western flatlands. The spectators crowded the wall top over the main gate. Fully armed, Bosie led a contingent of Gonfalins, Gowsim, and able-bodied Abbey beasts to the door of the bell tower. Corksnout Spickle stood guarding the entrance. He saluted with his huge bung mallet, knocking his cork nose to one side. Hastily adjusting it, he indicated the tower with a nod.
"I've been a peep out of them all night, mate."
Bosie returned the salute with a flourish of Martin's sword.
"My thanks to you, sirrah. Off to your bed now. I'll take charge of this wee task."
Completely subdued, the tree rats filed out of the bell tower. Since their bath in the stream, plus the removal of their grisly body trophies and the attendant weeds, they looked a sorry bunch. Knocko moved them along with a stick.
"Well now, you don't look like much, eh? No more painty faces and trees to hide in. Step lively at the back there, awkward paws."
The watchers on the wall top stood silent as the heavily guarded rodents shuffled away to the big front gate. Then the tiny mole babe set the Dibbons off with his raucous bass shouts.
"Get out of here, you millions! Go on and be hot!"
The Abbey babes booed and hissed, shouting out some quite ripe comments at the sullen mob of captives.
"Ha! I cut you tails off with a huge knife!"
"Yeah, it would smell so stinky in here when you'ns be's gone!"
"If you's come back, Mr. Booze, you'll back you again. Better run very quicker!"
Abbot Glissom stood on the threshold at the west wall centre. He waited until all the prisoners were lined up on the path, facing the flatlands on the far side of the ditch. Silence fell over every beast when he raised his paws. Then he addressed the vermin prisoners in a no-nonsense voice.
"Hear me now! You are to be given your freedom, which is more than your tribe ever did for any beast. But there are conditions under which you are released. There will be no return to Mossflower Woodlands for any of you. Travel west toward the setting sun at eventide. After one night out on those plains, you may choose whichever way you want to go. West, south, north, but not east, not back this way. I will post guards to look out from these walls. By this time tomorrow, it will spell death for any they can see. Is this clearly understood?"
Amidst the silent shuffling of foot paws, Bosie paced up and down, sword on shoulder, berating the rats.
"If uncertain beasties, whom I will may mention, had their way, ye'd all be lang slain.